This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Alfredo Lopez. Date of birth, December the 23rd, 1966. Case ID number 2739964. Date of exam, May the 26th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from UT, RGV, and Weslaco, dated 9/13/2021. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant states that she had two shots for COVID-19 in 2021 and a booster in 2021. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old divorced male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of gout, kidney disease, hypercholesterolemia, high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, and heart problems. The claimant is presently employed part-time at selling car parts, which he's been doing for approximately 25 years. He has recently been working part-time. However, he worked for many years at a full-time job, 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month, selling car parts. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his son, and he is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, gout. Number two, kidney disease. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, high blood pressure. Number five, diabetes mellitus. And number six, heart problems. History of allegation number one, gout. The claimant states that in 2010, he started to have pain in his knees and in both feet. He was diagnosed with hyperuricemia and had a very high uric acid level. The claimant also had x-rays performed as well as bilateral knee arthroscopy to make the diagnosis of gout and to clean out his knees. He denies any fractures but has received some injections for his gout. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, increased pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening, which is every other day. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 7 hours, climb two flights of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant, is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar type, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 60 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Andrea Ramirez. At the present time, he's on Motrin 800 milligrams BID, which does give him relief. He states that the only other physical activity he does is walking in the park. Allegation number two. Kidney disease / urolithiasis. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with urolithiasis of the right side of his abdomen. The claimant went on to have a procedure to remove the stone and has had three surgeries for urolithiasis at this time, which more likely than not are uric acid stones. His last BUN was 33, and his creatinine is 1.6. His glomerular filtration rate was 45. He is presently on no medications for his kidney disease and has been told to drink plenty of water. Allegation number 3, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2021, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia and was started on atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD. He does not recall what his last level was, but states that he was told that he was stable and doing well. He denies having a cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and tiredness. He denies any headaches, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage, such as a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. His last creatinine level was 1.6. At the present time, he is taking telmisartan 80 milligrams QD, indapamide 1.25 milligrams QD, metoprolol succinic 50 milligram tablet QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 120 over 81 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number 5, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but states that he does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet. He does not check his blood glucose at this time. He states it usually comes out around 190. His blood sugars have been between 140 and 270 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7. At the present time, the claimant is taking metformin 500 milligrams QD. For his diabetes, which is non-insulin dependent. His condition at this time is fairly stable, however, poorly controlled. Allegation number 6, heart problems. The claimant states that in 2015, he was presented to Knapp Medical Center, where he stayed for one day, secondary to having a hypertensive crisis. He denies having a myocardial infarction or any kind of coronary artery bigraft surgery. He states that the chest pain was a tightness in his chest, which was located on his left chest area and radiated to his back. He states that the pain lasted for 3 hours and that he usually has this pain at least twice a week. It is precipitated by any kind of exertion of the back and chest, and resting appears to help it help to relieve the pain. He states occasionally if he eats food, there's an increase in his chest discomfort. The chest pain is relieved by a nitroglycerin tablet sublingually, resting, and sometimes sleeping. He denies any relief with antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, and occasional dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and high cholesterol. He denies any family history of heart disease, and denies smoking. The claimant also denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath and pedal edema, as well as orpnea, where he has to sleep with one large pillow at night. He was diagnosed with hypertensive ischemic angina with probable coronary artery disease. His condition at this time is stable. Family history. His father died in a motor vehicle accident at the time when he was 83. His mother is 82 and has osteoarthritis, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Medications, metformin 500 milligrams, one tablet POQD, telmisartan 80 milligrams QD, allopurinol 100 milligrams, two tablets BID, indapamide 1.25 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, metoprolol succinic 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, history of ischemic heart disease, hypercholesterolemia, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, history of right-sided urolithiasis times 3, gout / hyperuricemia, and obesity. The claimant also has a history of bilateral knee pain secondary to gout with bursitis and a left inguinal hernia repair in 1990. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 2 to 3 beers per month and has done so for 12 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant did have mumps as a child. He denies having hepatitis, HIV, but states that he did have sexually transmitted diseases in the past, but does not recall what they were. Physical examination, temperature is 97.4 Fahrenheit, height 5 feet 2.5 inches, weight 211 pounds, BP 120 over 81 mmHg, heart rate 65 beats per minute, respiration in 18 respirations per minute, BMI 39. General, this is a ...55-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to after the first sentence in H-E-E-N-T. The claimant had no teeth on the lower part of his mouth. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. And the claimant is obese. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have tenderness of his feet and his knees. Mild joint swelling was noted around the ankle area, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise and examine the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is mildly decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. The difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with mild difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to walk on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary to hyperuricemia / gout of both knees. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with mild difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to gout of both knees and hypertension. Probable diagnoses. Number one, gout / hyperuricemia, - being treated at this time appears to be stable. Number two, kidney disease / urolithiasis has been treated at this time, more likely than not coming from high uric acid levels. Number three, hypercholesterolemia - being treated at this time appears to be stable and well controlled. Number four, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated with medications at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 120/81, which is normal. Number five, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus - hemoglobin A1C is 7, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Number six, heart problems secondary to high blood pressure and ischemic angina - being treated at this time and appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Alfredo Lopez.